Let's go to France now, to Paris, where the leader of the far right, Marine Le Pen, will return to court today to appeal a verdict which would ban her from running in next year's presidential election. You might remember she was convicted last year of embezzling nearly €5 million of EU Parliament funds to pay for her party staff at home in France. And that resulted in a 5-year ban on running for office. We're joined from Paris by journalist Catherine Guillardy. Catherine, thank you very much indeed. Is this appeal a full rehearing, a second trial, in other words?
Yes, it's another trial, it's a new trial for Marine Le Pen and 10 other people who were sentenced last March in France. And the Court of Appeal actually accelerated the hearing because Marine Le Pen is considered to be a contender for next year's presidential election. And indeed, she was barred last March from running for public office with immediate effectiveness. The sentence is effective immediately. So she's barred for the moment. And indeed, it will be a new trial. It's on for a month. And as you said, she was found guilty last year. So she's presumed innocent. This is how the judicial system works in France from now on. And she was found guilty of this extensive and long-running fake job scam in the parliament, indeed, yeah.
So has she conceded, Catherine, that if she loses this time round again, that she will step aside and allow her protege to run instead?
Well, she was also sentenced to 4 years in prison, 2 years suspended, but 2 years house arrest. So she would indeed be replaced by her young protégé, the party president, Jordan Bardella. He's only 30, and he reacted very strongly last March, saying that democracy was executed. He launched a petition. Anyway, he has been the instrument of softening the party's image and smoothing its message, even though it retains a core anti-immigrant and Eurosceptic creed. But indeed, she has finally said clearly, just before the appeal trial, that she would indeed let him take the position that she has been, that has been hers. It would be her fourth try to become French president. And indeed, in the polls, he is actually running. He's in front of her.
Okay.
But she still says she's innocent.
Catherine Guillardy, thank you very much indeed for reporting from Paris there, that rehearing, that appeal due to continue for a few weeks. It starts today.